thanks for being a part of our mission and all the leadership that so many of you have provided to get us to this day. I kind of teased with our team because when Ben said, let's do a hike for hospice, it has a great ring. But I'll be honest with you, this is a meandering stroll. This is not a competition, probably much to my husband's chagrin. He's like, what do I get if I win? I go, you're supporting an incredible mission. He goes, what else do I get if I win? I'm like, you got me. So, but with that, this is not meant to be a competition. It's meant to be really incredible fellowship and a community coming together to continue to support our amazing mission. We do have, because this is a memorial hike, an opportunity if you would like to purchase a bandana and write someone's name on it. An opportunity to be able to remember somebody that has been meaningful and dear to you in your lives. And that's what the bandanas represent. And if you haven't already gotten a t-shirt, of course we have t-shirts for sale. And we love the green to be able to wear here today and also to be able to take with you as a constant reminder, hopefully, of the amazing work that Alive Hospice does. We are thrilled about the residents for Murfreesboro. The total campaign was $8.1 million. I can tell you we're only $300,000 shy of that campaign. So in the last year, we have been able to create commitments and pledges for $7.8 million. And so we are so close, but in some ways so far away. So this is really the kickoff of our community campaign to be able to really ask the community at all levels of giving. Every dollar makes a difference. Every single dollar makes a difference. And so whether you have $1,000 to give or you have $2 to give, I can promise you your gift will have an impact in our ability to continue to grow our services and deliver this incredible care here in the community. As I shared as well, this really is about an incredible mission. We provide loving care to people with life-threatening illnesses, support to their community in a spirit of enriching lives. That's Alive Hospice's true mission statement. And so whether it's for care for those at the end of their life through hospice services, whether it's for care for the family with our incredible social workers and our chaplains supporting these journeys, and whether it's the care for our families, because death does not happen to an individual, it happens into an entire unit in a community. We've got the most incredible grief support team here to be able to support our families through their own journey of healing after the loss of a loved one. And we've got pediatric grief camps, and we've got a teen retreat that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and we do a tremendous amount of community education. It is amazing to me every day how little people know about hospice and how little they understand. And it's because if you haven't faced this in your life, you don't want to go there. Well, it's also part of our mission to change that. We don't want a crisis to be what defines your readiness to be willing and learn. We want you to know the resources that are available. So with our Alive Hospice Institute, we have the ability to connect with and expand our communications and education to the communities. So if you are a part of any groups, social groups, any philanthropic groups, any groups, whether it's a supper club, whether it is something formal as Rotary, if there's an opportunity that we could come and present and share who we are and what we do and the impact we make in our families and for this community, please invite us. We would love an opportunity. It will not be a solicitation, just an opportunity to be able to share the incredible work that everyone will need at some point. Alive Hospice does have a universal mission. Everyone deals with death, everyone deals with loss, and everyone deals with grief. And so with that, how can we do it in the most graceful and peaceful and meaningful manner possible? So I thank you for being here today. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsors, WGNS, VIP Murfreesboro, and A to Z Resources. Thank you so much for being here, for supporting us. And then also want to recognize Laura Beth Jewell and Grace. They're both music therapy volunteers for us at Alive. And they're the ones that have been doing the music here this morning. And just imagine how soothing and healing their music and the gift that they share is for our patients and our families. Okay, so now for the hike almost. One, I do need to say an important announcement. Lynn, who's a board member for Alive Hospice and one of our chairs of the Murfreesboro Advisory Committee and one of the co-chairs for our steering committee here for the Capital Campaign, it's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
So And her daughter, Pearson, came in to surprise her last night. And I just want to give a shout out. Everyone, please tell Lynn as you see her happy birthday. She had huge, her husband had huge plans for her last night, but she canceled them because she knew she was going to get up early this morning in order to be able to be here. So I said, it's really hard to surprise somebody that's in charge all the time. But with that, Lynn, thanks for being here. And George, thanks for being accommodating to allow Lynn to always win. So, and with that, now it's time for the hike.